Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take our challenges and our life lessons with women, love, and sex, and we turn them into transformation, more confidence, more masculine presence, more clarity, more feeling of value. And I guess the key words for the video tip today for you are calm, deliberate, and pleased. Calmness is very masculine. Women feel calmness in a man to be very masculine. It has confidence and comfort and emotional safety wrapped around it. Calmness is incredibly important for everything you do moving forward in your love life and relationships and your work life. Let's talk about being deliberate. Being deliberate in the calm, deliberate, pleased trio means having a plan, being a man with a plan, having an idea of what you want to get done in a day. Being deliberate in how you, oh, here comes wind. Deliberate in how you talk to people, how you convey your beliefs, your purpose in life, how you convey what you want to get done today. Many guys have problems planning a weekend with their wife because it's so stressful. The list of things to do goes on, and they feel anxious and insecure about never pleasing her. So being a man with a plan, knowing what you're going to get done and being deliberate about it and being unapologetic about it, that's deliberate too. A lot of us will wake up on any given day without a plan, without really knowing what at least one thing is we're going to do today. One of the best tips I got on procrastination and planning and being productive is to have a to-do list with one thing on it. At the top of the list, it says, the only thing I have to do today, the only thing I have to get done today is this, and you write it down. The third word, pleased, can be really misinterpreted. Being pleased with yourself is important. It's not arrogance. It's not being having excessive pride or hubris. Being pleased is the word you use to describe feeling that you're operating in your value. If you're pleased with yourself, you know that you've said the things you wanted to say today. You've done the things or thing you wanted to do today. You're operating from a place of confidence and clarity, and the people you're talking to and the things you're writing or saying or doing actually align with who you want to be. When you are pleased with yourself, you don't worry so much about other people being pleased with you. And this is the big trap that we all fall into. We start to measure our well-being on any given day by the degree to which women or other people approve of us, are pleased with us, or are happy with us, and we don't even get a chance to see if we're pleased with ourselves. It all starts with being pleased with yourself and who you are and how you are being, not what you're doing on any given moment. So calm, deliberate, and pleased are the three words I'd like to give you today to consider how your masculine presence is measuring up to your own expectations. Are you calm? Do you feel deliberate? Do you have a plan? Do you feel pleased with who you are and how you feel and how you're thinking that day? Are you putting too much stock or being overly invested in what other people are thinking or saying about you or how they feel? When it comes to being calm, deliberate, and pleased, there's an analogy we can use. It helped a recent brother on a phone call. We're talking on this cell phone that I'm doing the video on, not too far from here at Four Bar Rock. I get four bars on my cell phone. And we talked about how both of us can have days where we feel like hummingbirds on crack. That's not a good analogy, and I shouldn't have called him that, but we both laughed. Hummingbirds on crack are flitting around. They seem nervous and twitchy and uncertain, and they're a little bit scared of everything. And I woke up that way this morning at about 4:30, 1,000 things going through my mind. I wanted to do this video. I've got some other stuff to do. And you know, you get that anxiety going on early in the morning until you get going. We came up with a different animal I wanted to share with you, and it really resonates with me because this is mountain lion country here. We have a lot of them. And the hummingbird on crack analogy is funny, and it does explain some of those weird, twitchy, insecure feelings we have. But when it comes to being calm and deliberate and pleased, I think the mountain lion is probably the best imagery you can have for yourself. Think of yourself sitting on this rock, you know, basking in the sun, slowly looking around, flipping your tail a little bit, licking your lips, cleaning yourself. The mountain lion is one of the most calm, deliberate, and pleased animals I can imagine. And I think they get that way for the same way that you and I get that way. It's getting this internal feeling of confidence, of purpose, of passion, of knowing who we are, where we live, what we do. And you know, it's feeling our mojo. And so I wanted to just leave that with you this weekend. You're a mountain lion. We're all lions. Yeah, every now and then we could be a hummingbird on crack, but that's just when things go a little bit wrong and we're not quite feeling our mojo. But when you want to think about what calm, deliberate, and pleased is, think of the mountain lion. Think about how they are, how they breathe, how they look, how they move, and how confident they are. And they're not perfect. They mess up plenty, but they know that they're still a mountain lion. You're still a mountain lion. I hope you enjoyed the view. I really appreciate your time and trust in listening to all this, and I hope you're getting something out of it. Take care. Bye-bye.